Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back. Parshas Kedoshim to go 5784. Generally, on a regular non-leap year, Parshas Kedoshim and Acharei Mos are together. This year, they are separate, and there is one extra thing that is very unique about this year, is that generally, when Acharei Mos and Kedoshim are together, we lay in the Haftorah for Parshas Acharei Mos, even though the rule is we lay in the second parsha. The exception is Acharei Mos Kedoshim, because the Haftorah for Kedoshim talks about the Toevos, Yerushalayim, rebukes Yerushalayim in a very strong way, discussing the horrible things that happened, not happened in Yerushalayim, but about Yerushalayim itself, calling out Jerusalem itself as a terrible city. As a result of that, we avoid that Haftorah at all costs. And generally, when Acharei Mos and Kedoshim are separate, the Kedoshim ends up being, or Acharei Mos ends up being, an Erev Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodesh. And that, and then the other parsha, we lay in the Acharei Mos Haftorah, and you don't have the question of laying the Kedoshim Haftorah. This year is unique, in which Kedoshim is not a Rosh Chodesh or Erev Rosh Chodesh. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Good Chodesh, everyone. And last week we learned Acharei Mos. So what do we do this week? This is a question that's being debated around the world right now. The last time this happened, does anyone know? Mendy, do you know? You're about to, all about the dates. You know when? 1997. Where were you in 1997? I didn't have a high school diploma in 1997. That's where I was. Yet, right? Yet. I have one now. Yes. So that, so what do we do? What do we do here? The big debate. It's a big debate amongst Gedolei Yisrael throughout the generations. It is the most infrequent shaila that we deal with the Haftorahs. Stay tuned to what we do this Shabbos morning. The Rabbi Soloveitchik, or Shachter quotes, that he says, you repeat the same Haftorah as last week. Because we should not speak about the Toevos Yushalayim. That would be very inappropriate. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Hashem tells Moshe, speak to all of the Jewish people. Va'amarta aleihem, and tell them, kedoshim tihiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem. You shall be holy. It's a mitzvah to be holy because I, your God, am holy as well. The mitzvah of holiness, mitzvah of Kedusha, what does that even mean? Rashi tells us it means we should be separated, distinct from the rest of the world. Prushim, this is probably referring to in the realm of mitzvos or the realm of midos. We should be separate, distinct. Prushim min harayos. We have different rules in general in the way that we behave and etc. The Ramban writes here that we have to be careful. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutter lo. When things that even though they are us, the Torah is telling us that even though you can have 11 donuts a day and that's perfectly fine, al pi halacha, and you make an alamechi afterwards with all the kavan in the world, that isn't necessarily what the Torah wants from you. We should limit the things, the earthly desires that we have, and each one on their own level. It's a big discussion. What does it mean to be Kadosh? Rashi tells us here that Be'er al kol adas b'nei Yisrael is a phraseology that is typically not used in the Torah. Milamed, Rashi says, Shenemra parsha zu behakel. This parsha was given. The Hakel was taught with everybody all together. Like, you know, sometimes in school, they like every all day in school, you're learning in individual classes based on your track, based on your age, your grade. I'm an AP track, I'm a non-AP. But sometimes they say, we need to teach this everybody together. We're going to have an assembly. Either the whole ninth grade was all together, the whole 11th grade, or the whole school all together. So here, it needed to be done as an assembly. Mipnei sherov gufei Torah tzuyim. Rashi says, why is that so? Because the majority, a lot of the Torah, are based on the principles taught in Parshas Kedoshim. The Sifsei Chachamim, who's a super commentary on Rashi, wants to know, isn't this really true about the whole Torah? No, Im Tomar HaKol Torah Kula Shana Moshe L'Kol Yisrael. Didn't Moshe teach the whole Torah to all the Jewish people? So what makes this Parsha distinct in that it's given Kol Das B'nei Yisrael? There it's not written by the rest of the Torah. Here it is. What is unique here if, in fact, all the Torah is written that way? He gives two answers. Yesh Lomar, the Parsha Zu Nemra, Lahem Behakel, Nashim V'taf, Dechsiv Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. So here he writes, what's unique is typically when Moshe taught the Torah, he taught it to the men. Parshas Kedoshim was taught to the men, the women, and the children. Od Yesh Lomar. Second answer. De Moshe Shana Lahem Kitos Kitos Zu Achar Zu. Moshe taught the Torah typically in groups, like in small group settings and small sessions. Of a parsha zu, haya b'maimad kol Yisrael. This parsha was taught with all the people together. B'nafka mina, she'enam yecholam lomar i'afshi b'mitzvah zu, yesh li lish'ol alaha, ma'shelo sha'alti mi'ad Moshe, shelo ayusham kol Yisrael. So when it comes to this parsha was taught everybody together. So nobody has any questions on this parsha. No one has any excuses about this parsha. What in the world does that mean? That i'afshi b'mitzvah zu, I don't want to give this mitzvah over. What does that really mean here? So two different answers, perhaps they're very, very similar ideas. One answer comes from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer points out that the beginning of our parsha, it's a pretty short parsha, the beginning of our parsha and the end of our parsha both begin and end with the concept of Kedusha, the beginning we just mentioned, and the end, the very last psukim in our parsha say, V'yisem li kedoshim ki kadosh ani, Hashem v'avdil aschem min ha'amim li'os li, the rule of the halachos about the arayos, who you can marry, who you can't marry, also end with the concept of Kedusha. And the Chasam Sofer points out that one might imagine that Kedusha would require solitude, aloneness, separating and withdrawing oneself from society. That's the way you would think Kedusha is, because Kedusha means, like Rashi says, Prushim, separating yourself from everyone else. You would think what that really means is I need to be separate, not integrated, but very much living alone on the outskirts of society. Therefore, the Chasam Sofer says, and this is the depths of Rashi, that when the Torah says, Daber al kol das b'nei Yisrael, the message, the methodology of teaching is really showing you how the mitzvah should be done. You want to be kadosh, you need to be more integrated into society, more connected to other people, more part of Adas B'nei Yisrael. The more one is connected and cares about the klal, then the more kedusha one has. Right? Generally, people would say the opposite. The Chasam Sofer, in a different place, says something pretty amazing. He says, what was so unique about Avraham Avinu? Every single figure that we have in Tanakh, we could more or less figure out what made them special. And because they did blank, classic example is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the Mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu protected people that were the underdogs.
How are you?
Moshe,
How are you?
when Moshe did all that, Hashem said, we need you to become the leader. Avraham Avinu, what did he do that deserved to be the leader? It's not clear from the Torah itself. The Chasam Sofer, in his introduction to his Tshuvos, writes, you know what made Avraham so special? is that he was integrated into society. He wasn't the first monotheist. Noah was a monotheist. Adam was a monotheist. What made him so great was he was a chevreman. He didn't just want Torah for himself, but he wanted him and Sarah wanted to share that Torah with other people. And that's why he got the moniker, the nickname, Avram Ohavi, Avram, the man that I so much love and care about. That is approach number one in terms of why does Rashi say that this parsha needs to be Nemra Bahakel? Because the way that you achieve Kedusha is caring about the clown, making meals for people that are ill, you know, visiting Shiva houses, even if you don't know who they are, just stopping in, making the minyan, stopping in for a few moments and showing that you care. That's what it means to be part of a Sibor, part of a community. With Nissen Alpert, in his Sefer Limudei Nisan, he was one of the chief Talmidim of Rav Moshe Feinstein, writes here, quoting the Rashi, quoting the Mizrahi that we just, I'm sorry, that we just mentioned, and he says the following. He says that generally, the way the Torah was given, according to the Rambam, in a regular mitzvah, was that first it was taught to Moshe, was taught it to Aaron, and then Aaron sat next to him, and he taught it to the children of Aaron. And then the children of Aaron stayed inside, he taught it to Zikne Yisrael, to the elders. And then he taught it to all the Jewish people. Here, he skipped all those steps, and he taught the entire Parsha, Behakel, to all of Chai Yisrael, the first time all together, because he wanted to be clear about one very important nekuda. And that is that Kedusha is not relegated towards the tzaddikim, the great leaders, the great rebbetzins, the great rep, the smartest person in the room. Anybody can achieve Kedusha. Anybody on their own level can become a kadosh. And that's the message here. It was taught together to teach us that when it comes to Kedusha, we're all in this together. We all can achieve this. We're all responsible, or chayav, to achieve a level of Kedusha, irrelevant of what level you were born on, irrelevant of, you know, how well you did on your tests. Kedusha is fundamentally different. That's maybe why the Gemara says, "Hi, if somebody wants to become a chassid, what should they learn?" The Gemara said they should learn Mili di Avos. They should learn Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is specifically learned during this time of the year that we are in right now, to teach us that the way to become a chassid, the way to become a kadosh, is through working on ourselves, working on our midos that creates a life of kedusha. Jay,
yeah, thank you very much. Is this one of the 613, though?
It doesn't seem to be. I don't think it's one of the 613.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Great, great question. Good. That was two thoughts on the first Rashi. Continues on the Medrash Rabbah over here. The Medrash Rabbah writes, I don't think it's not a Rashi. No. On this pasuk, Kedushim to you, Yachol Kamoni. You, Hashem says, should become Kadosh. Jay, I want to. It's not a mitzvah within itself. There are certain mitzvahs that we have that create the Kadosh persona, right? That's really the way that it is done. It's an overarching mitzvah that it includes many, many mitzvahs, you know, within it. That's the way I understand it.
Thank you.
So, Kedoshim to you, Yachol Kamoni. You would think that you should become Kadosh like Hashem. Talmud Lomar, the end of the pasuk says, Ki Kadosh Ani, I am holy. Kedusha Si, Lamala, Me Kedusha Aschem, which means, my Kedusha, the Kedusha of God, is higher than the Kedusha of your Kedusha, right? Says the Kutzker Rebbe something very, very sharp. Okay? Hanira Lafarish, and I saw this quoted in Rav Druk's new Sefer that came out on the Parsha, okay, which we'll be hearing called Lahavos Eish. That's right, we'll be hearing a lot more from that Sefer in the future. He writes, Ki Kavanas HaMedrash, Kedusha Si Lamala Ni Kedusha Aschem. Hainu, Shekedusha Sheli Ba'a Me Kedusha Aschem. My Kedusha, God says, comes Me Kedusha Aschem. How do you read that into the words of the Medrash? Kedusha Si Lamala. My Kedusha is Lamala, is high up there. Me Kedusha Aschem. Because it comes from, it emanates from, it flows out from the Jewish people themselves. As if to say, right? As if to say, right? Hashem's status in this world comes from his representatives. A person, right? We are not just God's emissaries. We are God's marketing team for the rest of the world. The way we represent Hashem in everything that we do in the Beis HaKnesses and very much outside the shul, outside the school. We represent the Ribono Shel Olam. Kedusha Si Lamala, when does Hashem have a great status in this world? When is Mi Kedusha Shem, when the Jewish people are doing well. Chinu Oz Leilu Kim, he quotes, we give power to God, Lahavdil. Chikash Baruch Hu, Teva Bebriyash Anu Yechom Lases Lo Kivyachol Kol Kvoz. The Pasuk's almost saying, right? That's literal interpretation, that we give strength to the Ribono Shel Olam through us being his emissaries in this world. And we need to think about this, not just because of the crazy times that we're living in, but always we need to think about how we give O's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say and point to us directly and say, yeah, you know, where it's from that guy right there. He, from her, he or her gives me the power to be the Ribono Shel Olam. Not that Hashem loses power, but that the status, the representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is even greater because of set individuals. Moving on, so from the first pasuk in the parasha, we'll go to a little bit later. So many different, very important, and dare I say, famous psukim in our parasha. The pasuk could be famous. Torah tells us, Lotisna esachicha bilvavecha, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. Hocheach tochiach es amisecha, you shall rebuke your brother, your fellow Jew, the lo tisa alav hate, and do not, I don't know how to interpret those words. We'll have to see what those words mean. Lo tisa alav hate, shall lift up his sin. Let's focus on the end of this pasuk. Hocheach tochiach samisecha, you shall rebuke him, but do not raise up his sin. Rashi says, what does that mean? Lo tal bin espana beradim. If you are going to rebuke your friend, you have to be careful that you do not end up embarrassing them publicly. So Sternbach writes, based on this idea, Nir Levar, Shekol Tochapa Tzricha Linboa Milev Tahor. When one gives rebuke to their friends, it needs to come from a very pure source. Ratzon Kain Lehetiv Lachaveiro. only from a source of where you genuinely want to do good to your fellow. Im sone achiv, gam im sinaso kedusha penima, even if it's an internal, implicit hatred. Lo yo yo betochachto lahashivo lederach hayashar. It's not going to work. People read that in our expressions and on our face. And we have to be very, very careful, even though there is a mitzvah to give tochacha, it needs to be done in the most genuine and real way. And if it's not, then it's probably best left unsaid. Continues Rav Shternbach with the Chazal. Chazal darshu amisecha. Why that language? Amisecha. Ayin mem yud tav ka. Hainu. Im she'atz itzcha b'tor mitzvos. You should rebuke somebody that is with you in Torah mitzvos. What does that mean? It's with you in Torah mitzvos. They're not doing a mitzvah now because you're rebuking them. Says the Baal Shem Tov. Shemin haroi you should rebuke everybody, no? Why are we picking out the people that do what God wants them to do? He says, no. Somebody that's not keeping Torah mitzvos, them you have to be very, very careful about the way that you give them tochacha. We don't want them to do less as a result of this. And in addition, I'm going to add, I add, this is Markowitz's take on the Baal Shem Tov. Only somebody that's on your same level. If you're going to, you're here, they're here, they're going to say, yeah, you know why? That's your thing. You're higher than me. I'm not going to listen to you. It's not going to work. You have to approach them as if you're on their level, or you need to be, with them in this, as if you're helping them. We spend a lot of time when I teach in school, and there it's like, you have to be very, very careful how you word it. Doesn't mean you don't give rebuke. Doesn't mean you don't tell somebody to do something wrong, but there's a way to word it where they feel like a punch in the gut, and it maybe helps temporarily, but doesn't make long-term effects, as opposed to saying, hey, I'm curious as to why this is happening. Why do why are you talking to that person across the class while we're learning? Maybe there's something like very important that needs to get done. If that's okay, you can take it outside. There are ways to say things where you are even being down the kafschos, and they really get that you're giving them a soft rebuke. What is the word S? Add Rabos Atzma. Include you in this mitzvah that we need to be rebuking ourselves, keep ourselves in check as well when it comes to this mitzvah of number one has to be done with purest intentions. That's lotisna almost it's bookended by two warnings about doing this in a very, very pure way. And secondly, you have to be careful how it's worded and that it should never be viewed as a disparity in terms of the levels of processing, or each one needs to be all together in this mitzvah. Loti kom veloti tor continues on the parasha, and we'll stop here. Es b'nei amecha v'ahavta l'recha kamocha ani Hashem. Loti kom veloti tor. You shall not take revenge. You should not bear a grudge. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha ani Hashem. You shall love your friend as you love yourself. The Baal Shem Tov, we said this before, points out on this pasuk, Haftalarecha Kamocha presupposes that you love yourself. Before you love other people, you need to love yourself. You think that you yourself are valuable. that you matter in this world. That is so, so significant. But Rabbi Akiva here, famously, famous song made into Chazal, "V'hafta l'recha kamocha ze klal gadol b'Torah." Now, I want to try to understand Rabbi Akiva in a different way, okay? And what Rabbi Akiva means here, ze klal gadol b'Torah. The Mishnah in Baba Kama, which Fuller is learning Daf Yomi, we probably learned this probably a month or two ago, points out how much somebody needs to pay for boshes. So if somebody embarrasses somebody publicly, there's a payment for this. Okay, and the Mishnah first quotes Rabbi Yehuda, who quotes in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that says it goes based on the person's stature. If the person is of a higher stature, they're more embarrassed than a person on a lower level. And you need to look at their standing within the broader community in order to determine what the payment should be for boshes, for embarrassing somebody. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, Afilu aniyim shebi Yisrael, roen osan kilo heim b'nei cholim. Even the poorest of the poor, assuming those people have the lowest status within the community, they are b'nei cholim. We need to view them just like everybody else. Sheyardu minichseihem sheheim b'nei Avraham Yitzchak b'Yaakov. We are b'nei malachim. We're children of kings. We're all princes and princesses. The Mishnah then tells a story of a man who pulled off a woman's sheitel. I don't know what type of sheitel they had back then, but pulled it off. And Rabbi Akiva, that's a complete busha, to pull off a woman's sheitel in public. And Rabbi Akiva made this man pay 400 zuz, which was an exorbitant amount of money. And the man argued that this woman doesn't care. Okay, I'm not talking about hair covering right now. But he said that this man brought back to Beis Din two witnesses who spied on this woman and said she herself walks out that way. So why should it matter? So I should have paid 400 zuz. It's not a matter of busha because she doesn't always care about walking outside with an uncovered head. So Rabbi Akiva said it doesn't matter. Because if people want to denigrate themselves, that they could do, but we have no rights to do that ourselves. You see from Rabbi Akiva's opinion here, right? She could do it on her own, but for us to go out and do that, we treat that person with the highest value. Rabbi Akiva's understanding of V'ahavta l'recha kamocha means, on a deeper level here, means valuing other people sometimes more than they value themselves. It's exactly the story here. They might not even hold themselves to the stature, but we expect more of them. The mitzvah, the commandment, and Jay, this is one of the mitzvahs. This is one of the 613, right? Is the mitzvah of Hafta is to treat people greater than they treat themselves. And that's really the sign of a gadol. And it gets into what we just said before. The sign of a great people treat other people greater than they know of themselves. And so often, when we see people transformed after meeting special individuals, you know why? It's because those individuals look at them in a different way. They look at them through their potential. Look at them through the way that who they could become, not who they are right now. And that's the mitzvah, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Treat people even greater than they see of themselves. And halavai, we did that. We could, see greater things within our tzi, within our community. And we're talking about kedoshim. Kedoshim to you. We think about all the kedoshim that we lost this year. Well, thousands of kedoshim that we lost this past year with Parshas, with Yom HaZikaron coming up this week, which is going to be a very, very challenging, very difficult day for Klal Yisrael, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where it's generally a very difficult day. Think of the thousands of people that are going to go there who who maybe did not go there previously. For them, this is a new experience to go visit Har Herzl, to go visit a loved one. Think about those kedoshim, and what Eretz Yisrael means for them, and what it means for us, especially this year. They look forward, whoever's coming, to learn with you a little bit later this morning at Lunch and Learn for an honor of Rosh Chodesh. We're going to be talking about Avinu Shebashamayim, but a tefillah is not just a tefillah. Wish everybody a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.